Hey everyone, this is your girl Coach Shea and welcome back to our show, the Woman Christian CEO Podcast. I got a great topic for us today and I want you to stay tuned. But before I get into that, I do have an announcement happening this Saturday, which is April the 10th. We are having our 1 hour virtual workshop, Create Financial Freedom as a Life Coach. I would love for you to attend. This is a great opportunity to learn ideas of launching your coaching business and how to align it with your purpose and create financial freedom. Also, if you register now, you're going to receive a downloadable guide, Create Financial Freedom as a Life Coach Business Guide. It is the 5 pillars that I coach and teach on in building a profitable life coaching business. It is absolutely at no cost to you. All you have to do is register for our upcoming 1 hour virtual workshop, and I would love for you to come join us. All you got to do is go to sheachasinga.com, click on live events, and there you will see the link to get registered. I will share more about that at the end of our show. But I want to get into our quick show today. It won't be very long, but I thought this topic is so befitting now. It is the beginning of our second quarter of 2021. And listen, didn't we have an awesome first quarter? Let me tell you, I am excited we reached our goal and in our business, in our personal life, just faith, God's faithfulness, and we're yet moving forward. But today I want to talk about distractions and I want to talk about being focused. And so in my book, as I share with you, I'm talking about all year, The Woman Christian CEO, Becoming Her, The Woman Christian CEO, Faith to Not Get Distracted. I want you to make sure you heard me. Faith not to not get distracted. Yes, it takes faith, right? In our world, every week there is a new topic in our society. There is another controversy. There are the counseling culture. There is just so much. I don't want to use the word, you know, it's just a lot of drama. Just put it that way. A lot of drama and things that are happening. And it's so easy to lose your focus and get distracted and talk about all these topics. Now, there's nothing wrong with talking about them or sharing your input, especially if that's a part of your platform. But for me, it's not a part of my platform. And so I will find myself getting distracted or caught up in something that I really do not have the ability, one, to speak on, and then two, it doesn't do my brand any good or any purpose. And so it's important for me to stay in alignment to what my God authentic message is, and that is serving business women such as yourself to build profitable, thriving businesses, doing the way God has called you to do it in alignment with your purpose. So I'm going to read a little bit from my book and then we're going to get more into it. So it is easy to get distracted by everything that is happening in the marketplace. It can be tempting to second guess what God has given you and trade your idea for an alternative that gains you more money and more clients. So I'm going to stop right there and let's talk about that. Because in our society, everything is the fast out of the quick way. You could do this. You can make money real fast. I just got to say this. There is no shortcuts to getting where you desire, period. If it is a shortcut, I am here to tell you, you will end up starting all over and going back to the beginning of the line, because you cannot skip the process that is taking you to get you where God designed you to be. Remember, this show is about the woman Christian CEO, meaning that we are a believer And we are to align our lives with the purpose and call and what we've been chosen to do in this world. And so because we are marked with that message, it is important that we stay in alignment to the process. Because building a business is one thing. It's awesome. It's amazing. We're building life coaching businesses and we're helping people. But it's who you become in the process. That is what God is doing in our lives. And that is why it's important for me to share that message. It's more than let me build this coaching business. It's more than let me get to six figures. All of that is possible and will happen. But it's also about who are you becoming? Who is God designing you to be? What are the layers that he's peeling off of you to get to that desire that he has for you, right? And so I am here to tell you something I know for sure. We end up trading in our divine ideas. We jump onto another bandwagon because it looks faster and it looks quicker. And it's not faster, it's not quicker. You end up losing money and you lose time. But God is graceful. He is gracious. He is so, he has so much mercy and grace. And the scripture says it is endless, right? But let's not lose time. Let's stay in alignment to the divine idea. I'm here to tell you and warn you, do not give up your divine idea for a quick fix, It is the trick of the enemy to abort God's plan for your life and business. It will set you back and waste time. In my earlier career of building my business, I created products and services to produce fast cash. I pushed back long-term projects to focus on shorter projects that guaranteed easy money. So let me just share this. Sometimes you think you got this really amazing idea, and it sounds really good at the time that you do it, but you already know that you've been given another divine idea that God wants you to pursue. Here's what happens. We jump ship because we're not seeing the results fast enough. So you decide to go and create. I'm telling you my story, right? I decided to go create something else, thinking that it's going to get me to my faster result, and it doesn't. I end up with a whole crew of the wrong clientele. Wow. So now I didn't create something as I have to now, as they said, I have made my bed. Now I got to lie in it, right? God is graceful though. He's merciful. He'll give you the grace to get through it, but let's avoid that so you do not end up in a wrong place and happen to suffer the consequences of your decisions, right? His plan for you is a divine plan. And as I mentioned before earlier, it is who you're becoming in the process that he is interested in. When it appears that your business is not growing, you must stay focused. As I mentioned before, I jumped on ship, got this new client, got this clientele going on. Now I got to stay committed because I made my word to this the clientele. And so because I made my word, I have to stay committed to that process, but it was a huge lesson. And so even though I don't see fast results, I know that it is working for my good. And I know that in the process, it's building my faith, it's building my trust, it's building my consistency, it's building my commitment, actions and values. When I stay consistent and committed to the divine idea that I've already been given, too many of us jump ship too quickly. Or we just jump ship, period. We just move forward. And because of that, we're losing time, we're losing money, and we're becoming more frustrated. And not only that, we're comparing ourselves to this next person. We allowed ourselves to get caught up in the comparison. And because of that, now you're not getting where you want to be. I got an easy solution for you right now. I want you to stop. That's what I want you to do. I want you to stop, reassess where you are, reevaluate, go back to the actual divine idea that God has given you, get the support and the help needed for you to move forward. Take a moment, collaborate your mind to go back to the divine idea that he originally gave to you. Get the support and help you need to move you forward. And if you are trying to build your life coaching business, you're listening to the right podcast. We have the tools and the resources to support you to get you to your expected end in your coaching business. We're interested in making sure that you create a signature program that is serving your ideal client, the people that God has chosen you to serve with your authentic message and voice, so they can experience real transformation in their lives through what God has given you to do. I guarantee you, when you operate in that place, the financial reward, the influence that you desire, the longevity that you desire, the consistency of flow of revenue you desire is in that place of the divine idea. So it will take faith not to get distracted. It's going to take faith. I end with this scripture. Beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, reverently worshiping, obeying, serving, and trusting him with an awe-filled respect shall be praised. That's Proverbs 31 and 30. And I just read that out the Amplified Version. Beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, reverently worshiping, obeying, and serving, and trusting him with an awe-filled respect shall be praised. What does that mean? That means all the things that are external, they are perishable. They will go away. They don't mean much. But if you obey God's plan for your life, if you decide, make a decision that I am going to embrace the divine idea that he gave me, I'm going to allow him to build patience in me, my commitment, consistency in me, so I can get to the results that I desire to see in my own life. I hope this encouraged you to today. It encouraged me. It reminded me faith to not get distracted. So I don't want you to, don't forget, join us April the 10th, this coming Saturday. Create financial freedom as a life coach. Get the downloadable guide, the 5 pillars of creating financial freedom as a life coach's business guide. When you register, you will get that now and you will have it ready for April the 10th. Just go to shayachasinga.com, click on live trainings and get registered there. I'm going to spell it for you, shayachasinga.com. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening in. I appreciate you. I am grateful for you that you stayed with me for these 14 minutes. God bless, and I'll see you next time.